WHDD presents Susan Says.
I didn't think this year could get any worse, but it has threefold. First, my dear friend of 40 years, Sean Connery, passed away. I'd written a script for him back in the 80s. We remained in contact and friends. My heart is broken. I see the rest of the world feels the same. He was one of a kind, larger than life, with a twinkle in his eye and the best voice ever. Like the lyrics in the theme song say, nobody did it better. For me, the only 007, plus the great work in many, many movies after. Second, more and more people dying of COVID. Yeah, it's making a huge fall comeback. No, we're not turning the damn corner. Then this election, so much for the big blue sweep, huh? Forget polls, people. Others lie. People aren't contacted. What good does it do to have them anyway? We're going to vote the way we vote. It looks like Joe Biden can win, but the dictator wannabe in the White House is never going to let it go. He will sue everywhere, declare lies, that he's being robbed. It will go on and on and on. I had pretty well decided to spend more time away from America if he did win. And even if he loses, he will not go away. So I've contacted all my friends, 26 to be accurate, in Israel. I'll be going there for a few times a year. I have a soldier that I send to college. He has a beautiful family who will be my new family. I feel for America. Clearly, almost one half of the people here supported a racist, fascist, wannabe crook, and someone who let us die in droves, and the greedy, too. How much money do you need? The rich with their tax breaks. Oh, well. Maybe it's the lack of understanding of the so-called undereducated that Trump cherishes. I can't even discuss it anymore. We are lost. Democracy is hanging by a thread. The boarded up cities, the streets show that there will be anger erupting into God knows what. I don't want to be here. Worst year ever.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.